America Weekend.
We're at a Sears store to find out why Sears is where America shops.
I do a lot of shopping for out-of-town family, and anything I buy at Sears...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
Do you remember the Sears catalog?
I do.
Oh, I used to love when the Sears catalog would come. JCPenney even had a Christmas wish book.
Yeah.
So you would go through these things. I want this, I want that, I want that. And it was all the standard fare. It was clothing and home furnishings and things like that.
Yes.
But the Sears catalog goes way, 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 way back. Back to the beginning of the 20th century, my goodness. You could buy anything from the Sears catalog.
Okay.
Anything at all, and I mean anything. Sears, sadly, is supposedly falling apart at the seams. They're closing stores left and right. There is a Sears store that you and I both know of, a freestanding Sears store in New Brunswick, New Jersey, on Route 1, that's in the middle of nowhere, but for some reason is still able to survive.
That's because there's 86 highways that go past
it. That's true. And Sears is weird. You can go in there and buy a lawnmower and a pair of socks. You can do anything at Sears. All right, but back in the day,
you
could buy some really interesting things. First one, live baby animals.
What?
Yes, you could mail order live baby animals from the Sears catalog. A number of Sears catalogs included livestock in their listings. They even paid postage on the orders. The fall 1948 catalog advertised day-old chicks in a number of different breeds with guaranteed live arrival. Because if they're not arriving live, why buy them in the first place?
Oh, my God.
You know, it must have been a real hassle to be the old UPS driver back then. And all of a sudden, you got boxes of livestock bouncing around in the back of the truck.
I always, whenever you see the trucks, they're all like the stacked crates and you know that there's animals.
I know what's going on in there.
Oh, my gosh. I hold my breath as I go by. I'm like, please be okay.
You know where they're headed to.
Gives me such agita.
They ain't going to Disney World.
No.
Let's just say that.
No.
It's a live baby animal. So it was just, and could you order a dog? Or a kitten? I don't know. We to check with the Sears folks. How about this one?
Here's
a good one.
Rescue a pet, by the way.
Thank you. Brown's vegetable cure for female weakness.
What?
Are you enduring female weakness right now, by the way? No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Among other medicines of dubious quality, the 1898 catalog carried a vegetable compound marketed towards women as a, quote, wonder of the age. That was, quote, a blessing in pregnancy and a basic cure-all for kidney ailments. It allegedly also helped to ease, quote, dread of some impending evil. So this was kind of like Prozac for ladies back in the day. That's
I'm
going to
go
is.
With its booze.
How about this? Mail order homes. So this is interesting. Sears sold somewhere upwards of 70,000 home units between 1908 and 1940. They came in 447 different styles, all of which could be ordered through the specialized Sears home catalog. Models were tailored to the individual specifications and arrived for assembly by the purchaser in two railroad boxcars. They ranged in price from $450 for a bungalow to $4,500 for a full two-story home. Sears discontinued the line after the Great Depression, but many of their products still stand in towns across the United States. I can't put together a toy for my son. How am I putting together a house?
IKEA furniture. Yeah,
thank
a
you.
Whole house.
I'm sitting there with an Allen wrench ready to stick it in my eye because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. IKEA is the biggest scourge on this earth right now.
No, I love IKEA.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I went in and I bought the Borge desk, whatever the hell that means.
Yes,
it's the name of the designer, by the way. You get it home. It's a nightmare. But a whole house? A whole house?
I want to, if you have a Sears house, if you know that you have one of these, can someone take a picture and send it to us?
Very good point. Look at you weaving the social media in with the show.
See, yeah, no, we need this.
This is Radio 2017, and she's such a pro at this. Yes, this would be great. If you have a Sears house.
I'm not even kidding. I want to know what, if you have a Sears house, I want to know what it looks like.
Even for the bungalow, the
and
tiny one.
And if it's still standing, yeah, whatever you got.
Hey, you know what the Sears bungalow nowadays is like a tiny house nation.
Let me tell you what, you see those little... I use New Jersey as a point of reference because it's physically where we live.
And our New Jersey affiliate, WOLD in Woodbridge, our good friend Sean Ryan loves when we do this, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yes. He's going to be thrilled. So you know when you go down the shore, if you go down like towards Island Beach State Park, and they have all those little barracas, they're like little trails.
What? What? It's time to rewind the tape. All right, go again.
They have all those little barracas.
Whoa. Definition, please.
Like a little teeny house. Like bungalow. A bungalow. Yeah.
I never heard that other word you just said.
I think we might have made that one up.
This is the DeFalco scam. She throws these words out. She makes it sound so cosmopolitan, international, and downright sexy. I don't know what the hell she's talking about, but it sounds good. All right, so there are barracas by the Jersey Shore.
Okay, my point being that they're so expensive. So even if you got the $450 bungalow, it's probably worth a good dime these
days. So if you can buy something and put it together from the Sears catalog, do it. Can you imagine what one of those live chicks would be worth today if they were still alive?
If it was still alive.
It's a 100-year-old chicken. It doesn't have much value, but yet there's...
I'll tell you what, if you had a 100-year-old chicken, then you probably got something on your hands there.
Betty White just turned 95. She kind of looks like a chicken
God
now,
bless
but that's
her.
Just
I love
me.
Her.
How about the toilet acid mask? What? Toilet masks were popular additions to many beauty regimens. They were applied before bed and supposedly induced perspiration and clarification of the skin. One such rubber mask sold in the Sears catalog was cured with trace amounts of acid to rid its wearer of, quote, freckles, liver spots, and other facial blemishes, unquote. Acid on the face to get rid of the zits. That's what that means.
It created getting rid perspiration. Of a little more than zits.
Now, if you were to put something of rubber quality with acid or whatever on your face all night to make it sweat, don't
Pretty
you think
sure
that would...
you would just wind up with burns.
Thank you. Or create more pimplage across the fruited plain there? I would think so.
Unless you're not going anywhere the next day. First of all...
Or just into these things? I don't know.
No, but if you're just... Like, you just... Because then you just have really raw skin on your face, and the second you walk outside and you come into contact with anything in the air... Your skin's wide open to it.
That's today's beauty tip from Cara DeFalco. How about asbestos appliances? Once valued for its insulation abilities, asbestos made its way into many 19th and early 20th century items and appliances, including potholders, dishwashers, and ovens. The 1902 Sears catalog contained listings for toasters made from an asbestos disc covered with steel wire cloth, as well as asbestos mats for protecting table surfaces. Just don't take a whiff of the toast because you'll give yourself lung issues. That's not good.
Isn't it funny with the things that we didn't know?
That's right. Asbestos was like the wonder material back in the day.
And it also makes me wonder at what point, you know, how far down in history are we going to turn around and look at something that we use commonly today and go, oh, by the way.
Cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. That's been giving you cancer.
Right. Right. When you and I are sitting in the old radio folks' home 110 years from now.
If it's 110 years from now, I'll take that.
A cannon for the price of $5.50.
An actual cannon? That shoots a cannonball or a camera?
No. No, that's one end. This is two ends. Fine American-made artillery. For the price of $5.50, a Winchester breech-loading cannon could be yours. The description suggests that it would be an ideal for use in an Independence Day parade. Sears catalogs continued to sell weapons and ammunition to the mail in the 1970s. Wow. That is very scary.
It isn't.
Really?
You can buy guns at Walmart.
But in the mail? All right, you got to go in there. Don't you have to show them some... I know.
I'm not entirely sure you do.
Really?
Considering what's happened lately.
Let me take that AK-47. Let me have three boxes of shells. You know what? I'm just going to take it up front. They got the new self-checkout up there. Grab a Hershey bar. I'm on my way.
I'm just going to scan and go.
I'm on my way. And then the greeter just says goodbye. They check my receipt to make sure that I paid for Hershey bar.
Yeah.
All right. So the Sears catalog, in retrospect...
Very interesting.
It's good that it's gone.
It may be.
What's the modern day Sears catalog? Amazon, eBay.
True.
That's where you go, and you can buy,
you can buy all kinds
of things. You could buy used clothing on eBay. You know, you could actually right now, I would imagine, could go and buy used undergarments on eBay, and someone is bidding on this stuff.
You probably could.
Right.
Salvation Army takes used undergarments as long as they're clean.
Okay. That's one river I could never cross. Could never venture over there. I've been to garage sales. And there's like, you know, a box of ladies' panties. Do I really want to search for the right one? Not that I would wear... Really, you have?
I haven't purchased. I've sold.
Oh, you've sold?
I've sold.
And you have sold? Past tense? People came in and bought these things? Wow. Can I ask how much you were getting for them?
Dollar each.
$11 for $10.
My aunt and I do garage sales at least like once or twice a year. I love a good garage sale. It's an easy way to make cash and get
crap. It's 2017. You can say, hey, you know what, folks? Scan up and down the dial right now and listen to what else is being said. We can say crap. Go ahead.
I just didn't want to hear about it from the FCC. So it's a good way to get crap out of your house. I went through all my drawers, everything, cleared everything out.
She said
out.
Drawers. Never mind. That's a New Jersey colloquialism.
You're such a child.
I am.
Pulled everything out that I didn't want and then just threw it all in the car and I brought it over to my aunt's house and we were getting set up for the garage sale. And I had the bag of stuff, of undergarments, it was under the table. I was not going, I was not intending to sell it. I had the pajamas on top and I'm pulling the pajamas out. We kind of weren't ready. Like we just pulled everything out and, okay. and people started coming right away. People come right away to the garage sale.
Early birds. What you got here?
Yeah. So I did not have a chance to move the bag. Some lady grabbed it, started looking through it, pulled out a handful of things. It was like, how much? And I looked at her and I looked at my aunt, who's a nurse, by the way. So she's skeeving so bad. She's like, oh, dear God. That's going to be $5. Thanks.
You know, the interesting part of this is it's the entrepreneur in me. As we venture into our new five-day show, which
yes.
premieres across the country a little later this year, we're thinking about we need bling, we need t-shirts, we need mugs. No, there is something else we now need in the store for our new daily show, and I think we just stumbled upon it. As we head to break, we took a story that started with the Sears catalog, The Innocence of the Victorian Age, 1903, 1904, and look where we took it to. That's why this works so well. This is pure magic. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.